Federal Liberal MP Dan Tehan has broken ranks with his government colleagues by calling for a broadening of the goods and services tax. The backbencher says the GST currently covers less than half of Australia's consumption, and applying it more broadly could raise an extra $22 billion a year, which would enable serious tax relief for companies and individual taxpayers. While Tony Abbott has ruled out tinkering with the GST in his first term, the federal government has commissioned a tax white paper which will look at the GST, with a discussion paper to be released by the end of the year. Dan Tehan has been speaking to Alexandra Kirk in Canberra.
What I'm saying is that we should look at things like food, like health, like education, and see whether it is better to apply the GST to those sectors of the economy like they do in New Zealand, where 96% of what is consumed is captured by the GST. And then you look at providing direct relief to those on fixed incomes, and you also look at reducing your income tax and your company tax rates.
Ideally, you think that it should apply to fresh food, education, health, etc.?
In a perfect scenario, yes, it should. That is the way to make it work most effectively, and that is the way to make sure that you have a taxation system which enables your economy to grow, which enables you to continue to provide the standard of living that Australians have come to expect.
Have you always thought this, or are you a recent convert?
No, look, I've always been of the view that that tax reform started by the Howard and Costello government is something that we should continue on with. They made a very good start with tax reform in Australia, but what we need to do is finish the job, is make sure that we do it properly. And if we look at Scandinavian countries, if we look at New Zealand, they have a much broader based consumption tax, and it works effectively for them, and I think it can work effectively for us too.
The government's assiduously avoided talking about broadening or increasing the GST. It's regarded as a bit of political poison, and it doesn't want another fight on its hands. Do you think it's a widely held view in the coalition, yours that is, about broadening the GST?
Well, the coalition has been extremely strong in this regard. We saw the political cowardice of the Labor Party when they had the Henry tax review, in that they immediately excluded the GST. We have made the right decision. We have the GST included as part of our tax white paper. Now what we have to do is see what reform that tax white paper comes up with, and then that will be taken to the next election.
But is your view about the need to broaden the GST widely held amongst your colleagues, do you think?
Well, I'm not going to speak for the rest of my colleagues. I think overall, from a Liberal Party perspective, our general philosophy has always been that when it comes to tax, we should tax as efficiently and as effectively as possible, and we should tax in a way that enables your economy to grow rather than shackles it. So broadening the GST to provide tax relief in other areas fits with the Liberal Party philosophy.
What about increasing the rate of the GST?
Well, look, you can increase the rate of the GST, but the problem we have in Australia at the moment is that the GST only applies to 47% of what we consume. This is down from 53% when it was first introduced. So by increasing the rate, all you're doing is taxing one half of the economy further, and you're enabling that part of the economy which isn't being taxed to escape tax-free.
And how should the government, do you think, approach changes to the GST? Take it to the next election?
Absolutely. Like Howard and Costello did when they introduced the GST, everything should be taken to the Australian people to decide on. And my view is that if we can make the case and explain to the Australian people that for their future and the future of their children, that the best thing we can do is have a tax system which works to enable our economy to grow, to maintain our standard of living, then that we can take that to the Australian people and can convince them that this is the right way to go.
The Federal Liberal backbencher Dan Tehan speaking to Alexandra Kirk.